As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）。一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。 播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容。如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。Today is the last day of April, and in this month, I read 10 books so far. I have a full-time job as a designer, which is really busy. I have lots of housework to do, and also I have a 4-year-old to take care, busy family man. So how did I find the time for reading books? In this video, I'm going to share some of my tips.Check it out. Hi, welcome to my channel. I'm Bear, a UX designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. As mentioned that I read 10 books in April, and as a reminder, actually I read 6 books in previous month. So, which means that this habit of reading is not starting from scratch.I spent years to practice and improve my reading habit, and then that can achieve this goal of reading more books than I wanted. And before I'm sharing what did I do, I want to share a little bit about the why. So why I want to read more books even when I already can read 6 books per month. So
The first reason is that I want to test if I'm comfortable to do it faster and higher than previous months. It's all about to test it if I'm comfortable enough to make it better. And the other reason is that, you know, in April 23rd is the World Book and Copyright Day, which is also known as the World Reading Day. So that makes the theme of April as the theme of reading. So I think it makes sense that if I can read more books in April, that would be awesome. And also April is my birthday month. So yeah, I want to try it in April. And the third reason is that I'm writing a book about reading. So if I want to show people how to read more books, I need to live in it. So that's the reason I want to read more books. And exactly how did I do it? I think at first, let me share you the book I read previously in this month. So this is all the books I read so far. Stress Hacking is a book about self-improvement and how to manage your stress level, which is really good. And I take it as a 3 stars from 5. Yeah, on the average, it's not bad, but not that awesome enough for me to take more stars for that. And in a day's work, this book is really good as a graphic actually. I can see it as an illustration book with a lot of imaginations, and I really like the style. And also you can check the notes I took for this book, like this, right? Here's the author. She's a very talented artist, right? And mindset, this is a book, a classic business book about growth mindset. And I really like this book with all the discussion about the fixed mindset and growth mindset. And also I recorded a video just about this mindset. And this is the notes I took from reading this book. Right. And next one, Artist's Sketchbook. This is a really easy to read book because it's full of artist collection of he or her of the author's sketchbook and also from other artists. So it's really interesting to read this book. And for me, I find the best way to take notes from art or design related books is just take some screenshots of some impressed images or impressed art I found, and then collect it in my note-taking app, which is GoodNotes. I might introduce that app in some later videos, right? So this is a really good book to read. I've learned a lot. And next one, The Automatic Millionaire Homeowner. So this book is basically about how to invest your home, especially your first home, and then to become rich. And actually I found this book is really, you know, with a lot of controversial discussions, because it's just before the financial crash in 2008. So the book before that time just encouraged you can buy a home even without a deposit. So I don't know why it's loading strangely. Right, okay, this is the book and also the note I took while I'm reading this book. And Think Like a Monk, this is a really good one for anyone want to know something about meditation, about Buddhism, and also about how to improve yourself. So I really like this book. I haven't take really detailed notes of this book, so this is the summary I wrote in Chinese to show what I thought about this book. Really good, but I might need to do something more about taking more detailed note about this book. Right, The next one, The Barefoot Investor. This book, I read it in the paperback version. And it's a great book. I took hundreds of notes, probably, maybe not that much. But I took a lot of notes on this book. And it's basically for anyone who lives in Australia or New Zealand. This is a really classic financial book that can help you to improve your financial situation. And maybe for your first home, for your personal financial and family financial plan. Really highly recommend to read this book. And this one, How to Talk to Anybody Anytime Anywhere. This is an interesting one because it's only 22 pages, right? So it's only a 22 page book. I cannot call it a book. It's more like a brochure or a small note, but actually it's provide a lot of useful information that you want to reach out to other people, to talk to anyone, like at parties or at any conferences, other scenarios that some strangers you want to reach out and have a conversation with them. Yeah, this book show you some really useful tips that you can practice it. So yeah, I probably will still recommend this one, even though it's just a really short and short book. The other one, another art related book, Zen of Drawing. So this book is really interesting. I think it's just some night at one night, probably in the middle of 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, I woke up and I cannot sleep, and then struggled a little bit that I still cannot sleep after half an hour, and then I just said myself, screw it, let's find a book and read it, and just when I'm tired I'll get sleep. So this is my new strategy of reading books, as you know, transition your dull time into some time that you can create some value. And for me, reading time is the gold time that I can create value. So I think it's in between 3 or 4 a.m. I find this book on my iPad and flipped it page to page and find something's really interesting, and then I finished the book at that night. Probably took like 1 hour, and then woke up the other morning not feeling that good because I lack of sleep, but at least I got something valuable from sleepness. So yeah, and then I took the notes of this book. So it's great. Zen of Drawing. There are a lot of things written in this book, but I don't read much because I feel there are a lot of things just repeated again and again. I just capture some really useful techniques from a sketcher's perspective that I can use for improving my sketch skills. Yep, so this is the second last book. And the last book, Work Together Anywhere. Actually, I didn't finish the book cover to cover because I found this book is not that useful for me, and I gave it up during the 65% of reading this book. One of the reasons is that probably many parts of the book is just a repetition. Like, if you want to know more about this process, go to chapter 5 or go to chapter 6 and we'll discuss that. And there are a lot of repetition like this. And actually, it didn't involve some new concepts that if you already work as a remote worker, you are really familiar with the process. So yeah, so that's why I give it up. But I still find something that I can use. For example, when I'm writing my own book, this is all the things that I can try to avoid. Just not repeat things again and again, because the readers, they will find it. They are really smart. right? So you need to review the book you're writing in a holistic way. So this is something I learned, also really good. Right, so these are the books that I read in April. And back to the previous topic, like how did I do that? And how we can plan it for our book reading plan. And I think at first I make a list of 8 books that I want to finish in April. And with those 8 books, I roughly calculated how much time I might spend on those books. For example, I calculated like The Barefoot Investor, that book, I probably need 4 hours to finish the book. It's like 250 pages, and I roughly calculated how much time I read on the average. Probably take 4 hours to finish the book. And then I calculated all the books that I can read. Some of the books are audio book format, so I can easily find, yeah, this is the time I need to finish finish listening those books. And some of the books are just ebook, or the book on Kindle, or the book at or the paperback book. So I just calculated the time, and roughly I found 26 hours is all the time I need for finishing those 8 books. So basically, on the average, I need to spend 1 hour per day to finish the reading. It's not that hard, right? If you just narrow it down, only 1 hour per day. So probably we use our screen time is much larger than 1 hour. So yeah, this is at the beginning of my reading. I plan the reading hours. Actually, I haven't finished all the 8 books I planned at the beginning. One book I haven't finished it. I probably would bring it up, bring it to the next month, but that's okay. And the other tips is that when I calculated it, I just narrow it down into audiobook format and a paperback and ebook format. So for the paperback book and ebook, I need to literally read it like one line to another line. So I need to plan some time. So for that, I just make a plan for myself. I need to spend 30 minutes per day for reading those books. So just I find some time available, like before bedtime, I can read a few pages. And also sometimes in the evening, I don't feel I want to do some workout or something else. I just maybe flip a few pages. And also while I'm waiting some part, like in some scenario, waiting for my wife to shopping, and also pick up my daughter at daycare, and just a few minutes before that, I just say if I have 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I just continue to read the book on my Kindle or on my iPad or iPhone. So yeah, that's really helpful. And for the audio listening, I just try to change some I just want to turn some time that we don't actually read, we can't read, turn those time into reading time. For example, while I'm driving, while I'm commuting from home to work, and sometimes in the morning when I get up and prepare the breakfast just by myself, and then I can turn those time into listening audiobook. And sometimes even when I'm washing dishes, we'll do some cooking. So those boring hours, boring minutes, I just turn it into audio listening, audiobooks listening. And that's great. So which leads to another tip that I can share. Probably now I need to share my screen. Some tips. The first tip, plan your reading. Yeah. So find some slots on your calendar and just add, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes that available to read books. And the second one is to turn some dull time into your reading time. For example, like you're driving or waiting. Yeah, those times are really valuable. By the way, don't try to read books while you're having meetings, right? And the other tip is to mix different mediums. For example, like audios, you know, paperback books and ebooks. Try to mix them all together. That can easily, if you get tired of reading a paperback book, just jump to listening some audiobook, so which can still keep you make some progress. And final one is it's okay to stop, right? Because, you know, reading is something that we're doing to improve ourselves. If you find that book you're not interested or you cannot learn anything from it, you cannot learn anything new from it, just give it up. You have many other options, so just use your time wisely. As mentioned, the last book I read in this month, I didn't find it's quite helpful for me, so it's okay, which doesn't mean that it's a bad book, probably just not a proper book for me at this stage, so I move on to another book. It's okay to stop if you don't like. Right. This is the tips I want to share with you about reading and how I finished reading 10 books in 1 month without sacrificing any work hours or family hours. Hope it helpful for you. And if you have any tips for reading books or any comments you want to share with me, please leave a comment below. And if you can subscribe this channel, it will be a great, it will be really appreciated if you can subscribe it. And yeah, just hit the like button or leave a comment. And hope you like this. Thanks for watching. I'm Bear. I'll see you in another chapter. Ciao.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力，请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com， 这期播客的所有详细信息呢，可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道或者是微信公众号，搜索狗熊有话说五个汉字，狗熊有话说即可以找到。谢谢。
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.